purpose of this recording is to provide information about the scope of the mental health activities commissioned by WA Primary Health Alliance. This is one of a series of audio recordings developed by WA Primary Health Alliance looking at mental health within primary health care. The information in this recording was accurate at October 2020. WA Primary Health Alliance is responsible for planning, guiding and directing investment on behalf of the Australian Government towards primary health services, including mental health services. WA Primary Health Alliance is committed to investing in strategies that will help people and communities with the greatest need. This involves commissioning services to address gaps in the health system. The Medicare Benefit Scheme Better Access Initiative provides subsidised mental health care for Australians. The initiative allows GPs to refer patients with a mental health care plan for counselling to clinical psychologists, psychologists, social workers and occupational therapists who are registered with Medicare. The WA Primary Health Alliance commissions mental health services to ensure people who may have difficulty accessing the Better Access Initiative, including people living in rural and remote areas, have access to similar care. What is in scope? Support for people with mild to moderate mental illness. In alignment with the Australian Government's guidance materials, most of WA Primary Health Alliance's funding for mental health programs goes towards supporting people experiencing mild to moderate mental health issues, including anxiety and depression. The following activities are in scope. Low-intensity mental health services for early intervention. This includes face-to-face low-intensity psychological services delivered on a one-to-one or group basis. Telephone or online low-intensity psychological services. Psychological services or coaching provided to support and supplement digital services provided online through the Australian Government's Head to Health website or other evidence-based digital services. And activities to promote Head to Health to consumers and health professionals as a source of low-intensity digital mental health services. Also in scope are psychological therapies for underserviced groups. This includes provision of low or medium intensity psychological therapy for people with a diagnosable mild, moderate, or in some cases severe mental illness. Services are time limited, evidence based, and structured. Also in scope is support for people with severe mental illness. WA Primary Health Alliance also commissions discrete initiatives for individuals with higher support needs. These initiatives include the provision of high-intensity psychological services for people with severe mental illness and clinical care coordination, which addresses both mental health and physical health needs. The following activities are in scope. Primary care services for people with severe mental illness. Evidence-based high-intensity psychological services to complement and enhance existing GP, psychiatrist and allied mental health professional services available through the Medicare benefit schedule and to assist people with mental illness in underserviced groups. Clinical coordination services provided by mental health nurses or other health professionals with appropriate clinical credentials, which support ongoing management monitoring of a patient's symptoms and medication and links to other needed services. Early intervention services for young people with severe mental illness, which may include clinical services and related vocational and educational support. Broader non-clinical coordination and advocacy provided by peer support workers, where this is provided as part of a primary care team. And lifestyle interventions and support for integrated physical health care. Aboriginal mental health services. The following activities are in scope. Provision of culturally appropriate, evidence-based, holistic mental health services for Aboriginal people. A mix of services is required across the lifespan, including services for children and youth, and across the continuum of care to address service gaps. Services to be developed in partnership with health service providers and Aboriginal communities, including Aboriginal community-controlled organisations. Services should be well integrated with drug and alcohol services, suicide prevention and social and emotional wellbeing services, as well as mainstream mental health services. Mental health support for children and young people. WA Primary Health Alliance commissions primary mental health care services for children and young people with or at risk of mental illness being managed in primary care. This includes the delivery of Western Australia's Headspace centres. The following activities are in scope. Evidence-based early intervention services for young people with or at risk of severe mental illness. support continuity of service for children and young people formerly provided under ATAPS and other mental health programs, maintain service delivery within Headspace centres and increasingly integrate with broader primary mental health care services, physical health services, drug and alcohol services, and social and vocational support services. Support for older adults with mental illness. WA Primary Health Alliance commissions psychological treatment services targeting the mental health needs of people living in residential aged care facilities. The following activity is in scope: psychological therapies for people with mental illness in residential aged care facilities, provision of evidence-based, time-limited psychological services appropriate to the needs of older people with diagnosed mental illness, or who are assessed as at risk of mental illness if they do not receive services, who are living in residential aged care facilities. Suicide prevention services. WA Primary Health Alliance plans and commissions services to address the needs of people at risk of suicide, including Aboriginal people. WA Primary Health Alliance also gives priority to ensuring follow-up care and support is available to people in the period following a suicide attempt. The following activities are in scope: community-based suicide prevention activities based on priorities emerging from regional planning and the WA Primary Health Alliance's needs assessment processes. Community-based suicide prevention activities for Aboriginal people. Services are to be integrated with drug and alcohol services, mental health services, and social and emotional wellbeing services. Promoting access to follow-up services to individuals who have self-harmed or attempted suicide. Flexible funding. WA Primary Health Alliance has some flexibility to augment service provision in a way which best complements services available in a specific region. Flexible funding is provided to enable primary health networks to respond to national health priorities as determined by the Australian Government, and local health priorities identified in needs assessments undertaken by WA Primary Health Alliance in consultation with local communities. Alcohol and other drug services. In addition to its mental health initiatives, WA Primary Health Alliance also invests $12 million annually into the delivery of mental health services to reduce harm from alcohol and other drug use. This includes increasing access to specialist treatment and support services for individuals and families, as well as initiatives to improve access to services designed specifically for people who experience co-occurring mental health and alcohol and other drug issues. WA Primary Health Alliance also invests in education and training to build the capability and confidence of the drug and alcohol, mental health, and primary care workforce to respond to people experiencing co-occurring mental health and alcohol and other drug issues.